Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for checking out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. That's my new book, The Age of the Customer. So if you'll check it out, you can, when you get to ageofthecustomer.com, you can watch videos, you can read about the book, you can read about what other people say about the book, and you can find out how to buy it as well there. It's available in it's a hardback book, as well as ebook, the Kindle version right now, and more of those to come. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's our good friend Pam. Thanks for hanging out with us and for being such a great Brain Trust member for the last 8 years.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun. We're talking, folks, about how to partner with, as a small business owner, how to partner with larger companies. And, you know, Pam, my goal is to encourage people to do this, to motivate them to do this, because it is good business. It is a good way to do business. It is an exciting way to do business. It's also a way to grow your skills. It's also a way to elevate your level of sophistication in the marketplace. But I also want to make sure people are not naive about these kinds of relationships. When you elevate your game to become a vendor partner with these big companies, a strategic partner with them, you are now approaching the big leagues, and it ain't beanbag, is it?
No. I think that it's very important, and one of the things that came out in the discussion.
I'm sorry, Pam. When she says in the discussion, she had a conference last week
on this topic.
We were talking about that in the last segment. So in your conference last week, the discussion was about?
In the conference on reinventing your business or innovation, our fourth annual conference, well, one of the things we were talking about is the importance of being strategic. You know, we talk about strategic partnerships, and we're so used to talking about it and just saying it like one word that we forget that the most important ingredients of a strategic partnering relationship, actually there's three words there, strategic. And people forget about the strategic mm-hmm. part. They'll just say, hey, this is a person that I really want to partner with, or a
right.
company I really want to partner with, and they fall into it. And so one of the things that was very important that was brought out is really do your research on who you want to partner with and why. You know, what's it going to do, not just for you, but for them? Because it's a little bit like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time. You have to care about yourself. You really do, obviously. You have to say, why is this going to be good for what I'm trying to do with this business that we're running? You know, what are we trying to do? But at the same time, why would it be good for them? Because always they're thinking about it from their own standpoint, too. What makes it right for them? And what all of the companies, the large ones, the small ones, down to the very smallest company, agreed is that you have to do your research. That's
right.
One point.
Absolutely. You got to find out what motivates them. You got to find out what their goals are. You got to find out who their customers are.
That's right.
Because
you understand that, the better you are.
The key to being a great strategic partner, I found, Pam, and by the way, folks, there's a whole chapter in my book about this. After you read Pam's book, get my book and read chapter 24.
Very complimentary, I might add.
Outsourcing the Mother of Niches is the chapter I'm talking about in my book. But what you got to remember is the key to being a great strategic partner, Pam, to me, is help your customers help their customers.
Well, that's right. And so that's one aspect. The other aspect that was very important was concept of relationship. Everybody talks about it, but very few people talk about what it means. And that was what really started coming out during the conference, all the way through the morning. It was a half-day conference. And over and over and over again, we talked about how do you build a relationship with another company. And I will tell you one key point is that you have to find your champion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That is just one aspect of it.
Tell us what you mean. Tell the audience what you mean by a champion.
Okay, first of all, you have to have a champion in your own organization. You know, sometimes people get assigned to form partnering relationships. And I mean, in a smaller company, it's not as likely that that's the case. Sometimes in a larger company, you may be going to somebody who really is lukewarm about the relationship, or they're doing it, it's just something they do. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. And so what people were talking about, especially the small companies that were on our second panel, is how you have to be very, very precise about finding somebody who's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
A believer in you, in what your company does, how it's going to benefit their company, how it's going to benefit their company's customers,
right.
Most importantly. And that takes some networking. So it starts to go back to some of the soft skills that we say, oh, you know, they're soft skills.
One thing I'd like to stick in here about this champion, in the other organization, folks, in your partner organization, the champion, you really need to put an S on that, don't you, Pam? You need to have more than one champion.
That's true.
And if I were you, I would make sure that person, whoever you're plugging in with, whoever is your direct report at that company, I would do everything I can to get to find out who they work for and get them to believe in you. And the person who works for them, I would find out who they are and get them to believe in you. Because, Pam, as you know, things change in these big companies. People move up, people move down, and you need to insulate your champions on either side, don't you?
You do. You absolutely do.
You got to find the champion. She's right about that, folks. So think about that. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Pamela S. Harper, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.